英検2級過去6回全問題集 CD3 2015年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Do you have any plans for the summer vacation, Brad?
Not really. I'll probably just spend the summer with my family. What about you, Kathy?
I'm going to Germany to visit a friend. She's studying there for a year.
Really? That sounds like fun.
Question. What will Kathy do during the summer vacation?Number 2. Excuse me, I'm looking for a CD by a singer I heard on the radio recently. I don't know the singer's name.
Okay. Do you remember the song's title?
I think it's called Lost Without You or something like that. It's a pop song.
Oh, right. The singer's name is Betty Dean. She's in the new releases section.
Question.What is the woman asking about? Number 3. May I help you?
Yes, your poster says you have Swahili lessons at this language school. How much are they?
In the case of Swahili, we don't get many students, so we only offer private lessons. They're $40 an hour.
Well, that's a little expensive. I've been studying at home with a book and CD. I thought maybe I'd try taking a class too, but I can't afford that.
Question. Why won't the man study Swahili at the language school? Number 4.
Honey, we've both been really busy with work lately. Do you think we should get someone to help with the housework?
Well, it would be a big help. Neither of us has much time for doing the cleaning.
Exactly. The only problem is that I've heard housekeepers are expensive.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to call some housekeeping companies and find out their prices. We can always say no. Question.What do the man and woman think they might need? Number 5.
Betsy, see that woman sitting on the park bench? It's Amy Carter from high school.
You're right! That is Amy Carter! She hasn't changed at all. Wasn't she dating Dale from math class? I wonder if they got married.
Yeah, they did. And Amy opened her own jewelry store after that. I heard it's doing really well.
Let's go and say hello. Question. What is one thing we learn about Amy Carter? Number 6.
How was Barbara's party yesterday? Did you meet anyone interesting?
Yeah, I'm glad I went.Her friends are so creative. They're all actors and artists. It was fun getting to know those kinds of people.
Did you meet anyone famous?
No. Everyone was young, and they had all just started their careers. Question. What did the woman do yesterday? Number 7. Don...I'd like you to translate this Chinese document today. It's from our Beijing office.
Okay, Ms. Kent. Wow, this is long. I may have to work overtime to finish it. I still have to do the meeting preparation you asked me to do.
Well, I really need you to finish the translation by this evening, so I'll get someone else to help with the meeting preparation.
All right, thanks.
Question. What does Ms. Kent decide Don should do? Number 8.
Hey, Isabel, will you stop talking while we're watching the DVD? It's pretty disturbing.
But I can't help it. This is my favorite part of the movie. Wait until you see what happens next.
I know you've seen it before, but I haven't. Now I'm going to have to rewind the DVD and watch this scene again.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I'll let you concentrate. Question. What does Jerry want Isabel to do? Number 9. Excuse me, officer. Could you tell me if it's okay to park on this street?
You can park here until 4 o'clock if you have a parking sticker on your car.
Oh, well, I don't have a sticker, so I guess I'd better look for somewhere else to park.
There's a parking lot 3 blocks away on Davis Street.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 10. Honey, I'm going jogging. I'll be back later.
Really? You never run on Sundays. And the news said it's too hot to play sports outside.
Well, I've been too busy with work to go lately. I really need to get in some practice runs for my race next month.
Well, don't forget to drink lots of water.
Question. Why does the woman want to go jogging? Number 11. Welford Home Repair.
Hi, I'm calling about the roof on my house. I think it might have been damaged in last night's storm.
We've had a lot of calls because of that storm. How badly damaged is your roof?
Well, it doesn't look too bad, but I'd like to have someone check it and make sure.
Okay, sir. If you give me your address, I'll send a repairman there this afternoon. Question. Why is the man calling the woman? Number 12. Hey, Daniel. You won't believe what happened yesterday.
Let me guess, Ellen. You won an award for your science project at school.
That's right. How did you know?
Your mom already told me about it.
Question. How did Daniel find out about Ellen's news? Number 13. Excuse me, sir. My name's Joan Jansen. I'm staying in room 309.
How can I help you, Ms. Jansen? Is everything okay with your room?
Yes, the room is great. I want the front desk to call my room at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I have to get up early for a job interview.
No problem at all, ma'am. We'll call you at 6.
Question. Why is the woman at the front desk? Number 14.
Hello?
Hi, honey. It's Dorothy. Can you pick me up at the station after you finish work? It's raining pretty hard.
Okay, but I'm going to a meeting now and it won't finish until 6. Can't you walk home?
I forgot my umbrella.
Well, if you don't mind waiting, I'll come when I'm finished here.
Question. What will the man do now? Number 15. Where do you want to go for lunch today, Harry?
I was thinking of either Korean food or Thai food. What do you feel like having?
I had Thai food for dinner 2 days ago, so maybe Korean would be better.
Okay, let's try that new place in Central Plaza. I hear the food is pretty good, and it's not too expensive.
Question. What will they probably do for lunch today?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Mike works at a garden center. He used to work as a cashier.But last month, his boss asked him to start doing customer service. He enjoys giving people advice about which plants to buy, but sometimes they ask him very difficult questions. Recently, he has learned a lot about plants by reading gardening books, and he is getting much better at answering the customers' questions.
Question. What is one thing Mike has been doing recently?Number 17. Class, please remember that the speech contest will be this Thursday. I know that some of you will feel nervous before you give your speeches. If you do, I recommend that you try this technique. Close your eyes and imagine the listeners smiling, laughing, or looking interested as they enjoy your speech.It will help you relax and have confidence. Question. What does the teacher recommend that the students do? Number 18.
Last year, Peter got a new boss. Before she arrived, Peter and his co-workers were worried about what kind of person she would be.But now everyone respects her a lot. She often asks the staff members for their opinions, and she listens to their ideas carefully. This makes them feel that they are important, and everyone is working harder than before.
Question. Why do Peter and his co-workers respect their new boss?Number 19. Terry is in medical school. He studies very hard, so he does not have time for a part-time job. Earlier this semester, he was worried about money because he needed some expensive medical books for his classes. Luckily, his grandmother offered to help him. She said she would send him enough money to buy the books. Terry was very relieved.Question. What did Terry's grandmother offer to do for him? Number 20.
Todd is a volunteer at a community center. The community center wants to get new exercise machines for the fitness room, and it is planning to hold a charity concert to raise money for them next month. This week,Todd is planning to ask some musicians to perform in the concert. He hopes he can find some good musicians so they will be able to sell a lot of tickets.
Question. What is Todd planning to do this week? Number 21. There is a kind of seabird known as the Arctic skua.Arctic skuas often eat fish and small animals. Sometimes they hunt for food themselves, but they usually try to steal it from other birds. Arctic skuas are very aggressive, and they will even attack larger birds when they are hungry. Question. What is one thing that we learn about Arctic skuas? Number 22.
This announcement is for passengers taking the 10 o'clock train to Union Station in Chicago. We are sorry to announce that the train has been canceled due to engine trouble. However, you can take the afternoon train. It will leave this station at 2 p.m. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Question: What does the announcement say about the 10 o'clock train? Number 23. Recently, William wrote a letter to his local newspaper. He complained about the city government because he thinks that it is wasting money on things that are not necessary. For example, the city plans to build a baseball stadium that will cost millions of dollars. William is angry because he thinks the city government should spend the money on things such as building more schools or hospitals. Question: Why did William write a letter to his local newspaper? Number 24.
The African savanna is a wide open area of land in Africa with very few trees. It is famous for the lions and other animals that live there. However, some scientists say the savanna is in danger. More and more trees are growing in Africa, and the savanna could turn into a forest in the future. If this happens, it will be difficult for the animals there to survive.
Question: What is one thing some scientists say about the African savanna? Number 25. Mr. and Mrs. Wilson bought their house 10 years ago. Now they want to move, and they have asked a real estate agent to help them sell it. The agent said that their house's value has increased by about 20% because a new school was built nearby. They are happy because if they sell their house for a high price, they can buy a nicer one when they move. Question: Why are Mr. and Mrs. Wilson happy? Number 26.
In the city of Amsterdam, there is a popular restaurant called De Kaas. The restaurant is unusual because it has its own garden, and most of the food it serves is grown there. There is no menu, and the chefs decide on the day's dishes based on what they find in the garden that morning.
Question: What is one thing that we learn about the restaurant De Kaas? Number 27. Ladies and gentlemen, our speaker tonight is Ms. Wendy Thompson. She's the author of Welcome to Kindergarten, and she's going to be giving you advice on how to select a kindergarten for your child. She'll tell you about things to check when you visit a kindergarten, such as questions to ask the teachers, and give you lots of other good information as well. Question: What will Wendy Thompson give the audience advice about? Number 28.
Tom does not drive, so he usually takes the bus to his office downtown. However, there are a lot of traffic jams, so the bus is often late. The problem is that a lot of the roads were built many years ago, so they are very narrow. The city is trying to widen them, but the work is taking a long time.
Question: How is Tom's city trying to fix the traffic problem? Number 29. Yesterday, Susan had lunch with her co-worker Patrick, and he told her some surprising news. He has found a new job, and he will leave their company next month. Patrick asked her not to tell anyone about his plans, because he has not talked to their boss yet. Susan was disappointed that Patrick will leave, but she hopes that he will be happy in his new job. Question: What did Patrick ask Susan to do? Number 30.
In the 1930s, an American man named Wiley Post became one of the world's most famous airplane pilots. He made many amazing flights, but he is best known for traveling around the world all alone in a small airplane. Post's trip was incredible because without a co-pilot, he was rarely able to sleep, especially during long flights across the ocean.
Question: What is one thing we learn about Wiley Post?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。